Good morning, boys and girls. Some of you that are so far away aren't going to know what I have to say to you today. You can move closer. How many of you ever have been to a water park or the ocean and seen big mammals swimming in the water? Have you ever seen that? Sometimes if you go to a water park, they train them. I'm going to show you a picture. Do you know what these are?
Dolphins.
Dolphins. Have you seen dolphins?
Yeah.
Oh, you know dolphins are pretty smart. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever gone to a swimming pool and seen someone sitting on a tall ladder that's watching everybody that's swimming in the pool? And if somebody gets in trouble?
I have been riding on a floating dolphin.
Have you? Well, we call those lifeguards that sit up there so they can watch if anyone gets into trouble in the pool, they can help them really fast. Well, you know, they also have lifeguards at the ocean, and those lifeguards have to be very fast, and they have to really be able to see what's happening, and they have to be able to swim very well. Well, way down in a country that they call Down Under because it's at the bottom of the world for us, in a place called New Zealand, there were 4 lifeguards that were training to be lifeguards at the ocean. And they had to be fast. And so the 4 of them went out one day because they were going to be very fast. And so they set a time where they would start, and they wanted to get to the finish line by a certain time, and they had to swim fast to get there. So they started swimming fast, and all of a sudden, there were a lot of dolphins. It's called a pod of dolphins, and they swam all around these men, and they were going slower, and the men were getting so frustrated because they wanted to swim fast, but the dolphins wouldn't let them. And so one of the lifeguards said, you know what? I'm going to trick these dolphins. I'll swim under them. I'll swim around them. I'm going to get in front, and I'm going to go fast. And he did. He started going fast, but you know, there was a big dolphin, the biggest in the whole pod, and he could swim faster than that lifeguard, and he went swimming past him, and then he turned around, and do you see on these dolphins, they have a kind of a long nose? Well, he came swimming backwards toward this lifeguard very fast, and he hit him right in the chest with his nose, and he pushed him, and he pushed him, and he pushed him right back to where the pod of dolphins were and where the other lifeguards were, and he thought, what is going wrong with this dolphin?
What?
Then the big dolphin started to swim in a different direction, and the 4 lifeguards watched, where is this big dolphin going? And you know what they saw? What's that?
Shark.
They saw a shark coming right at the group of lifeguards. Oh, well, they were too. But this big dolphin chased that shark and chased the shark, chased him in the opposite direction until he went away. And then all the dolphins just kind of swam away and let the lifeguards go. Now, who do you think was protecting those lifeguards?
Dolphins.
And who told the dolphins to protect those lifeguards? God, Jesus. He can tell his animals to protect other animals, and he loves us. And you know, sometimes you want to do something real bad, and it doesn't happen that way. And later on, you find out that if you had done it the way you wanted to, it wouldn't have turned out very good. So just remember, sometimes when we don't get our own way, God has other ways for us. Shall we pray now? Dear Jesus, thank you for the Sabbath, thank you for the beautiful sunshine, and thank you for helping us and guiding us and guarding us. Help us now as we spend a wonderful Sabbath with you. We ask in your name, amen. Okay, one of you can go to the chapel to pick up the plates because they have money back there for you too.